The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with original programming.
Satellite, bite. and I get high. Hey, I'm a satellite.
Winnipeg, this is Allison Moore, and you're listening to the Twang Trust Song of the Summer on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
The Twang Trust Song of the Summer for 2023 from her album Could Have Done Anything. That was Charlotte Cornfield and You and Me. Mentions bike riding, mentions ice cream, nice and just kind of nice and slow and but you know, straight ahead. And yeah, I thought that'd make a swell Twang Trust Song of the Summer. And it's extra swell because we get to see Charlotte in just a few weeks at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. The very first workshop on Friday is where I'm going to see her. Yes, indeed. And you can finally get something that doesn't make you have to click the computer screen 8 billion times to figure out what you want to do over the course of the weekend. They finally put up a PDF of the little handout that they're going to be handing out at the festival. It's still kind of annoying. I mean, if you're looking at it on screen, I guess. But there's so much small type. I got creative and printed out a double-sided sheet of paper with everything. But, you know, unless you have access to Adobe InDesign, it's still kind of annoying. but I printed out something for myself that's nice and easy to see. So it can be done. And you don't have to click 8,000 times. Oh, it's so annoying. If it's not broken, don't fix it. I mean, the app is swell, but the website's just annoying. Yeah, but you can see that. You can see everywhere you go. Charlotte, I don't know if I'm going to get to see Charlotte again. I think there's one other time. Oh, there's like a great workshop on Sunday, I think. Yeah, wow. Black Belt Eagle Scout Charlotte Cornfield and Faye Webster. One of my two main picks, Faye Webster. Very exciting. She's got a new song out, you know. And I could have played it tonight, but didn't bring it with me. No, because I don't know why, but because I forgot. That's why, because. But yeah, Folk Festival, few weeks away. Very exciting. And there are some Indigenous artists playing, quite a few, actually. We're going to hear a couple of them in this next set of music. Going to hear from Cat Clyde. Cat Clyde, she made a record, a duo record with, what's his doodle? What's that doodle's name? He was here last year at the Folk Festival. His name is escaping me. That guy? You know that guy? They made a record together. It's kind of a folky blues thing. It's a neat thing. Why can't I remember his name? I'll tell you another day. Anyways, she's got her own brand new record out. It's called, what? I don't know. It's not in front of me. There it is. Can I read that? Oh my God, it's so small. This thing is like 3/4 inch in size. Down something. I don't know. We'll tell you later. But it's Cat Clyde. We're going to hear from Cat Clyde in here. We're also going to hear from Black Belt Eagle Scout. You know, I was all set to just sit my butt in front of the stage all Friday night. There's a couple of things happening at Big Blue that I really wanted to see, including Catherine Paul, who is, in fact, Black Belt Eagle Scout. But then I thought, well, you know, what's their doodles playing there? The Fruit Bats. And I liked Rufus Wainwright's new record a lot more than I anticipated. So I thought, well, I'll get to see him, too. But then the more I listen to this new Black Belt Eagle Scout record, man, the more I'm loving it. It's such a great record. She's Swinomish. And it's all kind of about her rediscovering her Indigenous land and getting back in touch with it, you know, and from not being in touch with it for a long time. But it's a wonderful, wonderful record. She's got a couple of others out before, which I thought were okay, but this new one is just awesome. And we're going to hear a phenomenal cut from it called Sednu at the end of this set. But first, from the Innu Nation, former member of Kashtan, this is Florent Vallant. From his most recent album called Mishta Meshkenu, this is Innu Nakamu on the Twang Trust.
Mau itu nano,
Belt Eagle Scout. That's a number called Sedna from her album. What's it called? It's called The Land, The Water, The Sky. She'll be performing at the Big Blue at Night stage Friday night at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in just a few weeks' time, amongst a few workshop appearances. Before that, Cat Clyde, who will be all over the place, tweener on Sunday night on main stage, and various workshops from her album, Down Rounder. I almost said Down Yonder, but it's Down Rounder. Is it supposed to rhyme? I don't know. Anyway, Mystic Light is the track we heard. And at the top of that set, from his most recent album, Mishta Mishkenu, he's in a wheelchair these days. He wasn't doing so good, but he's getting better. Florent Vallant, former member of Kashtan. We heard Inuk Nikamu. So this just in, very distressing news. Orville Peck has just canceled all his upcoming dates, including Saturday night's main stage blowout at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Yeah. I'm distraught. I was really looking forward to Orville. He was maybe my number three pick. Oh, well, it's been so long since we've seen him. He didn't play here last year. He played everywhere in the world except Winnipeg, and he's finally coming, and now he's not. Mental and physical issues. And, so we wish him the best and hope he gets better and back on track and comes through and all. But what are we going to do Saturday night? Well, I do know. Just saying, the very next night, Sunday night, Margot Price is playing in Saskatoon, okay? And she's got nothing to do Saturday. Just saying. Folk Festival, hope you're aware of that. Okay, what do we have? Do we have time for some more summer? I think we have a little bit more time for summer here. We heard the Twang Crest Song of the Summer for 2023 just a few moments ago. Charlotte Cornfield also playing the Folk Festival in just a few weeks' time. But here's something. This is going back. Let's see. Let me cue this up proper-like. What year was this? This was the year known as, oh, come on. Where is he? Oh, this is older than I thought it was. 2007. Gosh, this was like a generation ago. Holy moly. The album, and it's a fine, fine record. He just put out a record this year, and it's great. Nobody this old still puts out great records like Ian Hunter. This is from his album, Shrunken Head. It's a little number called I Am What I... What? What? Shut up. Wait a minute. What? Am I talking too much, Ian? Is that the problem? Am I talking too much?
A bit less chat, a bit more action. Are we ready? Okay. Yeah.
cover of the great Twinkies classic, Aliens in Our Midst. That was the Twang Trust song of the summer in the year 2018. That's Wussy from their album Forever Sounds. Oh, Ian Hunter before that, I Am What I Hated When I Was Young. Yes, indeed. What's up? That's about it. We got one more set of music here on the Twang Trust for you. We put together a set of inner covers for you. This is going to be like karaoke in Yellowknife or something. We got the Jerry Cans doing the Tragically Hip. We got Tanya Tagak doing Nirvana. And we got brand new from Elissa P doing Metallica. Now, Elissa P made a lot of headlines recently when she unveiled her cover of Blondie's Heart of Glass, sung in Inuk. And she's got a whole record coming out, a whole covers album coming out in September. Of all the hits, all the time, all sung in the Inuk language. This one, the one we're going to hear is The Unforgiven from Metallica. You know and love that one. We've never played The Unforgiven. I don't believe we've ever played Metallica. I don't think we've even played a Metallica cover, have we? We might have did Phoebe Bridgers' version of whatever it was she did. But I think maybe that was the only other Metallica song we've ever played on Twang Trust. The Inuk translation of The Unforgiven. Wow, I'm sure glad they didn't rename Highway after this. I'm not even going to... Oh, come on. Is that real? Does people know how to say that? Esumagigajanayaltakangitkuk. Yeah. Anyways, Elissa P. She first came to my knowledge when I heard her cover of a 1981 Willie Thrasher song called "Wolves Don't Live by the Rules." Here's the original from Willie's 1981 album "Spirit Child."
Hard with this man to be. The malitos ojos sí, ni paito el soní. Yeah.
7-inch Record Store Day vinyl single pressed on neon salmon vinyl. It sparks joy in my life, let me tell you. That was the Jerry Cans with their cover of the Tragically Hip's Ahead by a Century. Before that, from her album Retribution, that was Tanya Tagak and Rape Me, Nirvana Chestnut there. And Elisa P doing Metallica's The Unforgiven from her upcoming covers album that drops in September. Same album as a version of Blondie's Heart of Glass. Yeah. And that's it for the Twang Trust tonight, kids. Thanks for sticking around. We'll leave you with one more here on National Indigenous Peoples Day. You know, now that Orville Peck has backed out of his Winnipeg Folk Festival main stage appearance Saturday night, I think they should get the Simpson sisters to take his place, Leanne and Ansley. They've never had either of them at the Folk Festival. And I know there's no star power there necessarily. I don't know, Leanne, she's got a bit of star power, really. Ansley, there's like 20 people that saw her in my living room the night before she won Best New Artist at the Aboriginal Music Awards. But, yeah, I think that's who they should get. If I ran the Folk Festival, from her album She Fell From the Sky, one of my favorite records from last year, this is Ansley Simpson capping off this week's edition of the Twang Trust with a little number called Moon. We'll see you next week, kids.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, broadcasting to you all around the world on the World Wide Web at ckuw.ca.